This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball.
And thank you, Wing, and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. My esteemed co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of Slapfish Restaurant Group, is actually in New York this week, and he'll join us a little later in the show and explain what's going on back there. But with Chef Andrew, you know he's always moving a mile a minute. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the sites. Particularly, you're going to be wanting to look at our Instagram feed because we have some great pictures from some of the guests, the bakeries, and the restaurants that are on the show today. We're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, when I was in high school, I worked as a box boy at a full-service market located near my home that really catered to the carriage trade. I couldn't afford to shop there then, and I certainly can't afford to shop there now. But what they had, which was really important, is they had on-site journeyman butchers that really knew meat and poultry. So if you wanted any special cut of meat, you could go in and order it. You could talk to the butcher. And the great thing was, is these butchers were serious home cooks. So there really was not a cooking question that you could ask them about meat or poultry that they couldn't answer. Well, those days disappeared. But what's great is with the new becoming the old and the old becoming the new, full-service butcher shops are back and doing well. And one that I've known for a long time is Huntington Meats at the original Farmers Market at 3rd and Fairfax. And it is actually owned by a journeyman butcher by the name of Jim Casconi, who, let's say, he knows protein. And it's a pleasure to welcome Jim Casconi onto the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time, though he has been a guest on many predecessor shows. And I've known this fine gentleman for a long time. Jim, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. And, you know, also to you and your gang there at Huntington Meats, because actually we're going to ask you, and probably now would be a good time to do it. You have a very unusual team of butchers working with you that is a father and a daughter team. Before we get into more of Huntington Meats, give us a brief overview of that, because that has to be an unusual situation, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, they're amazing. The father and daughter is John and Tiffany, and John's been cutting meat for over 30 years, and I think to say he's probably one of the best butchers that I ever seen in Southern California. And Tiffany's kind of journeyed under John, and he taught her a lot, and it's great to have a female behind the case. People like to talk recipes and different cuts with a female.
And Tiffany looks like a spitfire. There is a picture of her that's within your website. And, she looks like she can talk meat.
Yeah, she definitely can talk meat, that's for sure.
Now, Jim, just for our listeners that might not be familiar with the Farmers Market or Huntington Meats, and as a native Angeleno, I'm a huge fan of the original Farmers Market in 3rd and Fairfax, and have been for many years, because the way things happen in L.A., and you know, I know you agree with me, the Farmers Market really doesn't have a reason to exist in 2016. That is a very valuable piece of land that the original Farmers Market is on, and other different family stewardship that would have been developed to the condominiums and apartment buildings, very high end, that now surround you on two sides. So it's a delightful anachronism that we have here in LA that is now well positioned with the future. You know, fortunately, the Grove, I think, solidified the fact that the Farmers Market's going to be with us for a long period of time. But again, Jim, for our listeners don't know, specifically, what are you trying to do at Huntington Meats? And congratulations, because I believe this year is the 30th anniversary of the founding of Huntington Meats. You're looking pretty good for 30.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Don't let the white hair fool you. Huntington Meats, kind of our mission statement is, I'm just going to say it in one word, new. When growing up in the meat business, I always looked at, isn't there anything else, different cuts or anything? And I'm after that. And I'm after the different types of meat that we have. And I feel, we're executing that perfectly. We have a lot of unusual different items that, you don't see in a grocery store or meat market. And that's what's going to make us the difference. And flavor and taste is definitely on the agenda.
Well, one thing that you're particularly known for that you deserve some kudos for is you make your own sausages. Give us like a brief profile of some of those incredible sausages, because again, that's part of your claim to fame.
Definitely. The sausages, I get inspired going to New York and Italy and France, and I came back with one that was like fig and pear. I mean, it's a great combination, a little bit of cinnamon, and it's a winner. I mean, I try to flip it out for the summer sausages coming, but my customers won't let me give that one up. And then we have a thing called Tropic Thunder, which is with papaya, guava, and pineapple. That's really, really kind of a hot and sweet profile. Then we have a cheese Italian, which is smoked mozzarella cheese with provolone, a sharp provolone, and Italian seasonings. And then we go into our garlic artichoke, or even our Sicilian, which is wine, garlic, basil, Italian parsley. That's always a crowd stopper.
Jim, you're killing me. I don't have any of these sausages in front of me. And, one is more indescribably delicious than the next. Now, in terms of how you really serve the local community, Jim, and this is kind of a great story, and I think it will help our listeners understand that what you do over at Huntington Meats and Farmers Market Poultry is really special. I think it was at least over a decade ago, and you I'm sure you can give me the year, but, we all know Nancy Silverton of Mozza fame, she was known for a burger grind recipe for her signature ultimate burger, and you became the exclusive purveyor of that burger meat, which I do believe is still available. Can you just quickly, in about a minute, give us that story? Because that's a pretty incredible one. And, everybody knows about this burger blend because it's really delicious.
Well, Nancy and I have been friends for a while, and she came to me one day and she goes, I need to do a burger blend. And she made it pretty simple. I carry prime chuck with the trimmings of my prime steaks. We blended it together. It had the right richness. She kept on telling me to add a little more fat. Till today, she still critiques my burger to make sure I have enough fat in there.
And you don't want to mess with Nancy Silverton in terms of the sophistication of her palate, and I've known her for a long time, not to be messed with, because you'll be bested every day of the week.
I know. She's been really gracious to me. She's a very gracious person. And, Nancy and I and Michael, her boyfriend, they come in frequently, and she'll buy it for the restaurant sometimes and buy it for her personal, So I got a good critiquing of where we're at. My staff really, really, knows the combination to make that happen the right way.
Jim, no kidding. And again, that's a resource that you want to have available to you. And I know, Nancy loves and appreciates the original Farmers Market. And again, that just tells you the standing the Farmers Market has in the community. Because again, it is something really special that couldn't be duplicated in 2016.
No, I think it's really a gem. People need to experience it, because the first time I walked into Farmers Market, in 1977. I came from Chicago, and I didn't even know that I was going to own a butcher shop here, but I was in awe by all the different food vendors and the great product that they produce. I mean, it's amazing.
It is. And Jim, it's only gotten better. Now, in the minute that we have left, you have recently expanded the enterprise at the Farmers Market, and you now own Farmers Market Poultry. Tell our listeners what they can expect there.
Well, when you come to Farmers Market Poultry, I want nothing but the best. I have beautiful fresh eggs. We just started doing business. I'm flying in from New York, foie gras. That's amazing. And when it's fresh, it's the best. And
oh, then, no kidding.
And then we also have our duck confit. You can experience our pheasant. There's going down the line, besides our wonderful poultry, we carry Jidori chickens that usually you'll find on a white tablecloth restaurant. We carry in Lillian Z, which is a Zaki family. And matter of fact, she comes in periodically and just hangs out with us and talks to our customers and stuff. She's really gracious as well.
Lillian is a character too. Now, Jim, how old is she at this point?
I believe she's in her 80s, 82, 83.
Gotta be.
And she's wonderful, really, really great.
Well, no, we remember her on radio because she used to be a frequent guest on another food show here in Los Angeles and like in the 70s and the 80s. And she has a very distinctive voice, and
oh,
they used
definitely.
To do radio commercials, too. You remember Lillian Zaki.
Yeah. Well, she's back in the chicken business besides the turkey business, and the poultry itself is you have to experience it. That's
no,
all
no. I know that she is quality oriented. Jim, in winding this up, what I would suggest to our listeners is in particular at holiday time, when you need something special for the holiday table, this is when you really want to go to a full service butcher that knows what they're doing. And I know you're crazy around holiday time,
definitely.
But still, it's one that I can recommend without equivocation because, you know, during the holidays, it's stressful for people too. Not just the business people. And, you know, you want to go where you're going to get the best and can get the best advice. And Huntington Meats and Farmers Market Poultry definitely would be at the top of the list. Jim, in winding this up, what are the websites and what are your stall numbers at the original Farmers Market?
Okay. Our website is jim@huntingtonmeats.com.
I think that's your email.
The email. Okay. Huntington Meats. I'm sorry, huntingtonmeats.com.
That makes it fairly easy. And what are the two stall numbers?
350 for the meat market and 216 for the poultry shop.
Jim Cascone, Master Butcher of Huntington Meats and Farmers Market Poultry. Always great catching up with you.
Well, thank you. And stop by and say hello.
I
even your guest.
I understand you have some classes coming up, so you will see me.
Definitely. We definitely would like to invite you to one of our sausage classes, or we do a full breakdown on cattle, show you where your roast and steaks come from. That will be starting up in late September.
I'm there, and we will also let our listeners know about it because, boy, what an opportunity to get educated from someone that really knows. Jim, to be continued. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're taking a short time out. When we return, it's Jamie Sloan of Jamie Sloan Wines on the Urban Wine Trail in the American Riviera, Santa Barbara. We're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.